Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The dream didn't stand out at first because there wasn't anything dramatic about it. It wasn't the kind of thing that woke him up in the middle of the night or stuck with him all day in a way he couldn't shake. It was quiet, repetitive, and easy to dismiss, which is probably why it managed to come back as often as it did without ever feeling important. He would find himself in the same place every time. There was a fenced-in yard, not especially tall, but built in a way that made it clear it wasn't meant to be crossed. Inside the fence were a few scattered tables spaced unevenly across the ground, as if they had been placed there for a purpose that no longer needed to be explained. People were always present, moving slowly, keeping to themselves, never acknowledging anything beyond what was directly in front of them. Some sat at the tables, others walked in and out of a building that stood just beyond the yard. The building never changed. It wasn't large enough to feel imposing, but it had a weight to it that made it seem more permanent than anything around it. The windows reflected too much light to see inside, and the entrance was always visible but never approached. It simply existed in the background of the dream, as constant as everything else. He would be there facing this person close enough that a conversation was clearly happening, even if none of it made sense afterward. The words never stayed with him, but the interaction did. It felt like whatever was being said mattered, even if he couldn't explain why. The face was never clear, not hidden, not distorted, just out of reach, like trying to remember someone he should recognize but couldn't quite place. The harder he tried to focus on it, the less defined it became. It wasn't frightening. If anything, it felt familiar, which made it easy to forget once he woke up. The dream came and went like that for years. Sometimes it would happen more than once in the same week. Other times, it wouldn't show up for months. But it never changed. The same yard, the same tables, the same building, the same person on the other side of the fence. It became one of those things that felt strange when he thought about it, but not strange enough to matter when he wasn't actively experiencing it. Eventually, it stopped altogether. There wasn't a specific moment where he noticed it was gone. It just faded out the way small habits or passing thoughts do, replaced by everything else that came with getting older. Work, routine, moving through the days without much reason to look back on something that had never seemed important to begin with. By the time it came back, he hadn't thought about it in a long time. It showed up without warning, just as quietly as it always had, but this time it didn't feel the same. The place was identical, but the details felt sharper, more defined than they had ever been before. The fence line was clearer, the spacing of the tables more precise, even the ground itself seemed more solid, as if something that had always been slightly out of focus had suddenly come into view. When he woke up, it didn't fade. That was the only difference, but it was enough to notice. The image stayed with him longer than it ever had, lingering in a way that made it difficult to fully move on from it. Throughout the day, pieces of it would come back without warning. The angle of the fence, the layout of the yard, the way the building sat just beyond it all. None of it felt urgent, just persistent enough to be distracting. He didn't have a reason to connect it to anything. It was just a dream that had come back after a long time. That should have been the end of it. Later that day, while he was at work, the conversation around him drifted the way it usually did when things slowed down. People talked to fill the space, jumping from one topic to the next without much direction. At some point, someone mentioned an old property they had driven past recently, something that had been shut down years ago but never fully cleared out. That led to more of the same. Other places came up, similar stories, the usual mix of half-remembered details and secondhand accounts of people exploring where they probably shouldn't have been. Most of it blended together. Until one place was mentioned that he didn't recognize. It wasn't far, which made it stand out more. Close enough that it felt like something he should have heard of before, but hadn't. The description wasn't especially detailed, just enough to place it as another abandoned property that had been left to sit for years without much attention. The conversation moved on quickly, but the name didn't. It stayed with him in the same way the dream had earlier that day. Not constantly, but often enough that it became the only part of the conversation he could clearly remember by the time everything else had faded. That should have been enough to satisfy the curiosity. Instead, it lingered. Later that night, he looked it up, expecting to find something that would either explain why he hadn't heard of it or confirm that it wasn't worth thinking about. There wasn't much information available, a few scattered references, some vague details about what it had been used for years ago, and not much else. It wasn't a place people talked about or went out of their way to visit. It'd simply been left behind. For most people, that would have been the end of it. For him, it wasn't. Over the next couple of days, the idea of going there settled in without much effort. It didn't feel like a decision as much as something that had already been made. There wasn't any urgency behind it, just a quiet sense that he should see it for himself. When he mentioned it, no one had a reason to say no. Places like that tend to carry their own kind of interest, even for people who don't expect anything to come from it. It was something different, something to break up the routine, and that was enough. The drive took them further out than expected, not because of distance, but because of how quickly everything changed once they left the more familiar roads behind. Houses thinned out, then disappeared entirely. Signs became less frequent, the turns less marked. By the time they got close, it felt like they had passed the point where anyone would end up by accident. What remained of the entrance didn't offer much. There were traces of what had once been there, but nothing that suggested it was still maintained or even monitored. Just enough to show that something had existed at one point, now reduced to pieces that no longer served a purpose. They parked off to the side and walked the rest of the way in. At first, it felt like exactly what it was, an abandoned property with a few remaining structures scattered across open ground. There was no immediate reaction, no shift in the air, nothing that made it feel different from any other place that had been left behind over time. They moved further in, looking around without much direction, occasionally stopping to take in what was left of the buildings. It was quiet, but not in a way that felt unnatural. Just the kind of quiet that comes from being somewhere removed from everything else. For a while, nothing stood out. Then, without really thinking about it, he slowed down. Something ahead of them had caught his attention. Not clearly at first, just enough to pull his focus away from everything else. It wasn't the building itself that registered right away, but the way it sat in relation to the space around it. There was something familiar about it. He took a few steps closer, trying to make sense of what he was seeing, but the recognition didn't come all at once. It built slowly, piece by piece, as the details started to line up. He stopped walking. For a moment, everything else fell away. Not the sounds, not the people around him, just the ability to process anything outside of what was directly in front of him. He had seen it before. Not something like it, not something similar. This exact place. And as that realization settled in, clear and immediate, there was no effort to explain it away, no attempt to convince himself it was coincidence. Because it wasn't. It was the place from the dream. For a few seconds, he didn't move. It wasn't the kind of hesitation that comes from being unsure of what he was looking at. It was the opposite. The certainty of it is what held him there, the feeling that if he took another step or looked away too quickly, Something about it might shift just enough to make it easier to explain. But nothing changed. The fence was still there, set at the same distance from the building as it had been every time he had seen it before. The ground inside it was just as open, just as bare, with the same uneven spacing that had never made sense in the dream, but now felt exact in a way he couldn't ignore. Even the way the structure sat behind it, slightly off-center rather than perfectly aligned, matched what he remembered without needing to think about it. He became aware of the others a few steps ahead of him, still talking, still moving forward without noticing that he had stopped. For a moment, he considered saying something right then, calling out to them before they moved too far past it. But the words didn't come together in a way that felt worth saying. There wasn't a simple way to explain what he was seeing. By the time he caught up to them, the initial shock had settled into something quieter, but no less present. He stayed close, listening to the conversation without really following it, his attention pulling back toward the fenced area again and again as they moved around it. Eventually, someone noticed. They asked what he was looking at, more out of curiosity than concern, and he hesitated just long enough to make it clear that whatever he was about to say wasn't going to be a simple answer. He tried to explain it in a way that wouldn't immediately sound exaggerated, keeping it to the basic idea that the place looked familiar, that he felt like he had seen it before. That was as far as it went. The response was what he expected. A quick acknowledgement, a glance back at the building, and then the conversation moved on. There wasn't anything there that would have made it stand out to anyone else. Without the context he was carrying with him, it was just another part of an abandoned property, no more or less significant than anything else they had already walked past. He didn't try to push it further. Instead, he focused on what he could confirm for himself. They moved closer to the fence, following its edge, rather than crossing into it. It wasn't blocked off in any obvious way, but there was something about it that made stepping inside feel like a decision, rather than just part of exploring. He stayed on the outside, tracing the perimeter slowly, taking in the details in a way that felt more deliberate now. The longer he looked, the less room there was for doubt. It wasn't just the general layout that matched. It was the smaller things, the parts of the dream he had never paid much attention to because they hadn't seemed important at the time. The spacing between the posts along the fence, the way the ground dipped slightly near one corner before leveling out again. Even the position of what remained of a narrow path leading toward the building's entrance. None of it was exact in a way that would stand out to someone seeing it for the first time, but it was exact enough. He found himself stopping near one section of the fence without fully realizing why until he was already there. The position felt familiar, not because of anything he could see directly in front of him, but because of how it aligned with the rest of the space. It was where he had stood in the dream. That was the part that unsettled him. Not the building, not the yard, but the sense that he knew where he was supposed to be within it. He stayed there for a moment, looking across the fence into the open space beyond it, trying to separate what he was seeing from what he remembered. The yard was empty now, nothing like the version of it that had repeated itself in his sleep for years. There were no tables set up, no movement, no indication that it had ever been used in the way he had seen it. And yet the absence of those things didn't make the connection feel weaker. If anything, it made it harder to dismiss. The others had moved on again, circling toward the side of the building where part of the exterior had started to give way. He followed after them, but the sense of recognition didn't fade as he stepped away from the fence. It stayed with him, shifting slightly as his perspective changed, but never fully letting go. They spent a few more minutes around the structure, looking through what openings they could find, talking about what the place might have been used for and how long it had likely been sitting there untouched. None of it sounded certain. It was all guesses, the kind of speculation that comes naturally when there isn't much information to go on. He listened, but he didn't add anything. There was a point where someone asked directly what he had meant earlier when he said the place looked familiar. It was asked casually without much weight behind it, but it gave him another chance to explain it more clearly if he wanted to. He thought about it for a moment, then shook his head. There wasn't a way to say it that wouldn't change how the rest of them were experiencing the place. And he wasn't sure he wanted that. As strange as it felt to carry it alone, it also made it easier to keep it from turning into something bigger than it already was. They moved on from the building not long after that. There wasn't much left to see, and the longer they stayed, the more the place started to feel like what it actually was. Something that had been abandoned long enough that whatever purpose it once served had been stripped away. Without context, without history, it was just another location that time had moved past. But that wasn't how it felt to him. Even as they walked back toward where they had parked, the details stayed with him in a way that didn't feel like memory alone. It wasn't just that he had recognized the place. It was that the recognition had come too quickly, too completely, as if he hadn't been figuring it out so much as remembering something he had already known. That thought followed him the entire way back. He didn't say much during the drive. The others talked about the trip the way people usually do, pointing out what they had seen, joking about parts of it that had felt more unsettling than expected, already starting to treat it like something that was over and done with. For him, it didn't feel finished. By the time he got home, the quiet had returned, but it wasn't the same as it had been before. It felt closer, more defined, as if something that had been distant for years had suddenly moved into reach. He sat with it for a while, trying to make sense of it in a way that didn't rely on assumptions or exaggeration. There were explanations he could have leaned on. Coincidence, familiarity with similar places, the mind filling in gaps after the fact. None of them held up the longer he thought about them. The details were too specific, the alignment too exact, and the timing too precise to fit neatly into something he could dismiss. Eventually, he did the only thing that made sense as he started looking for information. It wasn't easy to find. Most of what came up was surface level, general descriptions that didn't go into much detail about how the property had been used or how it had changed over time. There were references to its original purpose, mentions of different buildings that had once been part of it, but very little that connected directly to the specific area he had seen. He kept digging. Older records were harder to access, scattered across sources that weren't all in one place. It took time to piece together anything that felt reliable, and even then, it came in fragments rather than a complete picture. But the more he found, the harder it became to ignore what had already happened, because the space he had been drawn to, the fenced yard, the building behind it, had not always been empty. It had served a purpose, and it was close enough to what he had seen in the dream that the difference between the two no longer felt like distance. It felt like time. He kept looking for a while, mostly because he expected to find something that would make it easier to explain. At first, it was just general information about the property, what it had been used for, how long it had been there, the usual surface-level details that didn't offer much beyond a rough outline. None of it connected directly to what he had seen, and for a moment, it felt like that might be enough to leave it alone. But it didn't sit right, so he kept digging, working his way through older records and scattered references that were harder to track down. The information wasn't organized in any clear way, and it didn't come together all at once. It was just fragments, small pieces that didn't seem important on their own, but started to take shape the more he put them side by side. The area he had stopped at had not always been empty. At one point, it had been used for routine work, the kind that required people to spend long periods of time in the same space, repeating the same tasks over and over again. The fence had been part of that structure, not something added later. It had defined the space, not just separated it. That was enough to make him pause, and it wasn't a perfect match to what he had seen in the dream, but it didn't need to be. The similarities were too close, too specific, and too consistent with what he remembered without having to force anything to fit. What stayed with him the most wasn't the description of the work or even the layout. It was where he had stood. That exact spot outside the fence, the place that had felt familiar before he understood why. That detail hadn't come from anything he had read. It had come from the dream, from something that had been repeating long before he ever knew the place existed. There wasn't a way to explain that. He stopped looking after that, not because he had found a clear answer, but because he had reached the point where the information wasn't helping anymore. It only made the connection harder to ignore. The others never brought the place up again, and he didn't either. It faded out of conversation the way things like that usually do, turning into something that had happened once and didn't need to be revisited. But it never fully left. Every so often, without any clear reason, it would come back to him, not as the full dream, but as a feeling. That same sense of standing somewhere familiar, of knowing exactly where he was. And even now, that's the part he can't get past. Not the building, not the history, not even the dream itself, just the certainty he felt in that moment, standing outside the fence, already knowing the place before he had ever been there.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.